Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Wednesday through Friday at Lexington's Embassy Suites, the Kentucky Forest Industries Association celebrates its 50th anniversary with its annual convention. KFIA Executive Secretary Bob Bauer on the scope of this event.
It brings a lot of the industry together, from paper to sawmills to finished wood product, flooring people, but also a number of issues that are going on that relates all the way through to the logger, and even we'll have some forest landowners there that are affected by issues as to whether they can sell their timber and how that whole process works throughout the industry.
On how the industry affects you, it's economics.
Direct impact is over $12 billion to the economy and 28,000 jobs, so it's a large, far-reaching industry that touches a lot of areas throughout the entire state.
And like all economic sectors, it's had its ups and downs.
In the last year, 2 years, the industry has seen an uptick with some housing recovery and markets improving, so things are much more positive. We really had a tough time a few years ago with the dip, one of the toughest times the industry and the state's faced, but now we're seeing those people that made it through that are starting to do better and seems to be getting a few more people back into the logging force, so things are on a pretty positive note right now.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate. And show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Back with Kentucky Forest Industries Association Executive Director Bob Bauer on the state of our forests. In a word, he thinks it's strong. He cites the state's Forest Conservation Act of the last 15 years, requiring best management practices that logging sites must have trained, certified master loggers to be on site. He feels industry's commitment to protecting this valuable resource is also strong.
Oh, I think definitely so. We've made a lot of progress in that we have much better, especially here in Kentucky, inventory of our forests that are out there, what's growing, what's being harvested, and it's very clear that our forests continue to grow about twice as much out there as what's being harvested, so that's always a positive.
The KFIA convention this Wednesday through Friday in Lexington. Details online at kfia.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.